Okay.
Simon Reshid, middle of Aleph. And, right, tab 244. So, remember, it's interesting. This Simon is entitled, you know, starts off, Ohopachos Mikazayas, right? But then we have some, right? So you have the variations on that, which is you ate a beria, which may have its own din. You ate, we'll see about wine, which we're going to talk about now. So he says on the top of the page, V'yesh mistapno b'bracha achrono shayayin, mivarachin osa kazayas. There are those who are misupik about the bracha achrono on wine, if you make a, you know, al hagefen on a kazayas. V'achin tov lizar shal lishtos el apachos mi kazayas o urvias. Right, so we either drink less than a kazayas or a revius. Now again, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is tov lizahar. It doesn't say chayev or anything like that. So we'll see if that shapes the halacha at all. Okay, so he says in yud shel yayin v'od din shar mashkin. Right, same as with other mashkin. Again, the only difference being that other mashkin is going to be bar nefashos, and this is going to be an al hagefen, which has some more additional complexities. Al hakazayas, right? Dehush lish revius, right? We keep on saying that there are three shiurim. There's the revius, which is, let's say, 3 ounces, a third of that, which is a kazayas, which is 1 ounce, and then you have the moly lugma, which is 1.5 ounces. You actually have other shiurim, which are 2 ounces. Okay, so he says it's a shlish revius, right? So the kazayas is 1 ounce of beverage. Because maybe liquids have the same rule as food, which is a kazayas. Now again, 1 ounce means the 1 ounce shot cups. So it's not an insignificant amount, right? But it's it is some, you know, but it's not obviously as much as a revius. Okay, and he says elapachos, right? So either drink less than kazayas, ubedieved, im shasa kazayas v'ein lorvius. So now the Mishnah is telling you b'dievet. So certainly lechatchila, tov lizahar, one should avoid this situation. But let's say you find yourself stuck. Tov lizahar shlo yishtev ot rov revius. Right, ad rov revius. Don't go drink a little bit more. Say, whoops, I ended up getting past the kazayas mark, right? And therefore, I'm already in the suffix world, right? So therefore, maybe I'll just drink a little bit more. So now, instead of having 1 ounce, I want another one, I'll get 1.5 ounces, right? Which would then get you to the next group of shitas, right? And he says, recall, and we'll talk about that in a second, he says, recall shikain, right? Shelo yishte kishir beitza, don't drink a shir beitza, which is shnei chelk revius, which is half a revius, or 2/3 of a revius, which would be 2 ounces. Right, that there is an inyan to make a bracha chrona on each of those different sheetahs. Right, and over there he says, right, that if you don't drink a revius, we don't let you make a bracha chrona. Right, so, you know, again, this is forgetting about the Taz's kula with schnapps, right, which is a different deal. But we paskin that you don't, you know, it's, we don't say you make the bracha on the kazayas. So what you've done is put yourself in a suffix of Never Neverland, right, in terms of bracha achrona. And he says that, you know, that, so therefore you don't make any bracha achrona at all. And, but certainly don't go, you know, let's say you drink an ounce. And you said, whoops, I drank an ounce. And now, okay, I'm not going to make a bracha achrona. So I said, okay, fine, I'll drink another ounce because, you know, I'm still in a suffix. The answer is no. Once you get to 1.5 ounces, you have more opinions that require your bracha achrona. You get to 2 ounces, you have even more opinions. So, you know, minimize your damage. Right? If you only drink a kazayas, so therefore, only according to a limited number of poskim, should you have made a bracha achrona, but according to rov poskim, you shouldn't have. Right? Drink a little bit more, and all of a sudden, you may be infringing on, you know, a majority of poskim. Okay. So, and again, this is very relevant. It comes up for Havdalah, right? Even though the shear to be Yotzi Havdalah is a mole lugmov, let's say an ounce and a half, right? The halacha is that we don't want you drinking the ounce and a half, because now you're sitting in a suffix bracha achrona, right? By Havdalah, you should be drinking the full 3 ounces. Unlike Kiddush, where it's just part of the meal, and therefore the bracha achrona is going to be your benching, ultimately. Okay, Beis. What? No, the Taz is cool. The Taz is cooler is that schnapps, first of all, does not require a moly lugmov because it's not typically drunk that way, and it's cool as on the bracha achrona, since you normally don't drink it, the shear is going to be a smaller shear for bracha achrona also. Right? You know, we saw yesterday, there was a, regarding tea and coffee, it said a machlokas rabba. And the question is, and you had some opinions that say, why is it a big machlokas? Because maybe tea and coffee, right, similar to the Taz, is by schnapps, it's not meant to be drunk fast. And therefore, you're telling me there's a drink that's drunk in a certain way by everybody, and therefore, automatically, you're never going to make a bracha achron on it unless you take some, you know, really strong preventative measures, right? So there are those who hold that since coffee is something that's normally drinking very slowly and not a shear, you know, within, you know, 10 seconds or 2 minutes or whatever the shear is, right? So therefore, maybe it has a different shear, right? It's very similar to the Taz on schnapps, right? We don't pasken generally like that, right? But it is part of a machlokas in both cases. Okay. Now we go to Beis. So you taste a food product, right? You don't have to make a bracha unless you have a revius, right? That's we'll see that that's more for liquids, and as a psalms might be a kezias. Even if he is going to swallow it. So this first opinion holds, right? That if you're doing it strictly for taste, to see is it good, is it bad, right? Does it need more salt, right? Can I serve it to my guests? So in all those cases, you just taste a little bit, and even if you swallow it, there's no bracha, right? Because it's not, you're not doing it technically to eat the food product. Now this comes up, let's say you're putting a spoon in, you know, a dishwasher in the sink or whatever, and you lick it off, right? Because whatever, you don't want the spoon to be dirty. So you lick it off, some food that you like, right? And you swallow it.
I have a quick question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff?
Yeah. Go.
Say you're preparing a salad. You come home from shul and you're preparing a salad and you didn't make kiddush yet. No. So if you just want a little taste, if that, you know, if you salted it or oil or whatever you didn't find, so is it a problem to taste it just for that taste, or do you have to make kiddush before that?
Okay, so that's a good question. I don't know the answer offhand. I'll try to look that up tomorrow. But, you know, certainly, let's get to the second half over here, because the first opinion holds you can swallow, right? So if you swallow it, now maybe that is a kiddush violation, even though it's not a bracha violation, but maybe it's a kiddush violation. Okay, so that I'm going to look into. But let's see the second half of this. He says, V'yeshom shimu bolo ton bracha. There are those who say that if you swallow it, then it doesn't make a difference, it needs a bracha. And then according to that, the kiddush case would be irrelevant. It's like regular eating. Even if it's a small amount. The low pachuas at toa melakish choser pol. The only case where tasting food does not mandate a bracha is if you spit it out. Yazafilo al harbe eno tzarach bracha. And then even you taste a lot and you spit it all out, you don't need a bracha. Right? And then he says, Safik brachas lahakal. So here you have, again, two opinions, and Safik brachas lahakal, that meaning even if you swallow it. Now, we'll see that there are some, a little more tricky cases. So let's see where he says in Yud-Gimel. Hatoi.
But you are tasting it, when you spill it, spit it out.
That's not a real issue, right, when you're spitting it out. We'll see why in a second. So he says, Hatoi. The afal gav de osir lohanos mir olam azeh below bracha fil kol shehu. Right, even though he holds that you're not allowed to have hana, right, even if it's a small amount, Right, we know that even for the smallest amount, you have to make a bracha. So that's assuming, right, you want to have hana. And he says, or you have kavanah to eat it. Right? Here you're just trying to see if it has, needs some salt. So ain't tzarach bracha lo lefanev lo leachareha. Right, so does need a bracha before or after because that's not considered eating. You're just doing it for tasting. Right now, if you look at Lamed in the Sharatim, he says v'im kavanasa l'tiim of a gamli hanos mizeh yesh la'ayin. Right, if your kavan is both for tasting and to have some enjoyment from it, so yesh la'ayin l'chayr ra'ayim l'elson reish dalat sevches tzarach l'varach. Right, you would think, because that's talking about the medicine case where you're eating something. Certainly you're doing it just to wash down the medicine, or it is the medicine itself, right? And yet, if you're having hanah from it, right, let's say a flavored medicine, we say you have to make a bracha. So he says, and maybe that should be a proof that you have to make a bracha. There, even if you don't have kavana at all for hanah, you need to make a bracha, because you are getting, you know, you want to eat the product. Okay, so in this case, right, so therefore that's not a good raya, so we're sort of stuck. And we say, right, you're just doing it for tasting. Even if you ate a little bit after it was cooked, let's say a food is totally done, you can't fix it anymore, you can't add spices. You're just tasting it to see if it tastes good. Right, you want to know if you should serve it to your guests. Gam came at sad and Eli Rabba of Prima Godem. The gam zeh v'chal ti'ima achar yishen kavanos v'shem achila. That is considered tasting since you did not plan on eating it. That first opinion says you can do that up to a revius, biad b'chal, including right up to and including a revius. That's a little too much. You're definitely going to get some benefit from the tasting. That will say that you have kavanah to eat and you need to make a bracha. When he allows it up to revius, right? We'll see the Baralach is going to go through this, right? Does that mean that you can taste from 50 different pots, right? Less than a revius, right? That seems to be what he's saying. Right, but if your plan is to eat part of it, right, you know, not just to taste, so then obviously you can't do this many times. It's regular eating. Now, if you're trying to just see if a food is good, and if you're doing it for tasting, we assume maybe you need a bigger sample size to see if your tasting is, you know, if your food tastes properly. But if you're doing it, just see if it tastes good, and not because you're going to add anything, just want to know if you should serve it or not. Right? So that, he says, the shear would go down to a kezias. He says, because by that you should know.
You can surpass the kazayas as long as you're taking a bunch of tiny tastes from a bunch of different things?
No, you can, if you're tasting to see if it needs salt, you can taste from 30 different dishes up to a revius of each of the dishes. So you might be stuffed to the gills afterwards.
Up to revius, but you can surpass the revius, sachakol.
Yeah, but we'll see, right? But we're not going to be mitzarif the different types. Right? You're going to have more than a revius of food, but not of the same food that you're tasting. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So then he says, when the Shulchan Aruch says that you don't have to make a bracha, or if you taste the food, right, he doesn't mean you don't have to. Memela asr levarach, it's asr to make a bracha. Right? Again, the Gemara talks about the tasting, and if the tasting does not require a bracha, you're not allowed to make a bracha. So he says in Tesvav, Yafilim Ubolo. Right, and again, this is even if he swallows the stuff. V'imu polet, motra fil bios revius bli bracha gam des. But if you spit it out, then you can have more than revius also. Right? You keep on trying and spitting, then that's okay. Okay, so then he says, ta'un bracha. Right? So then the second, the yeshomer, is that if you tasted, right, and you swallowed, you need a bracha. And he says, I feel b'chol shehu, keep in shesh l'anam me'o, since his stomach is benefiting from it, even if it's a little bit. Kishachozer polite, right? But you don't need to make a bracha, right, if you spit it out. T'bezeh yitiru kishach kavanosa rakatim ba'alma. It's only if it's really for tasting, and tasting only, right? And therefore, if you spit it out, that's a right, you're just doing it for tasting. Kivin she'en lo rakanos acheich. You only have your mouth is the only thing that's getting the benefit. Right, the food that you're chewing, or tasting. And then he says, Osan Shinostan Asif Shikaran Tabak Vasok Shofaris Malikin Oso Vishovin Oshan Bifihim. Right, those who put tobacco inside of a pipe, they light it and they suck the smoke or whatever they're doing. The stopping mugram is that you have a ketoim upola, is that like tasting it and spitting it out? Right? Okay, so he has that shaila, but Lamaisa, he says here, right, that does not trigger anything, a bracha on the, no food bracha on the pipe. The question is, what about the smell bracha on the pipe? Is there any reach there? Right? So the Aruch Shulchan says the pipes are not made for their smell. Right, and he says generally tobacco doesn't smell good. If you have a nice smelling pipe, it's usually because they put some fragrance in there, right? And that's why it smells good, right? So even if it has a good smell, it's not because of the, it's not because of the tobacco, right? It's just really the smell's there to remove the bitter smell of the tobacco. And he says, yes, Jimmy, have a question? Jimmy.
Jeffrey?
Yeah.
And?
Yeah, you hear me?
Tuesday.
Hello? Does anybody not hear me? Does anybody hear me? Okay. Jimmy, do you not hear me now? Okay, nobody hears me? Hello? Oh, hold on, did you put me on Bluetooth? Oh, okay. Did you turn it off? Okay, you hear me now? Hello? Okay. Okay, what point did you hear me talk about tobacco?
No.
Nope.
Okay, did you hear me read the Mishnah Berurah about tobacco?
No.
Okay, so apparently what happened was... Okay, that's where you got up to?
That's where we had you until.
Okay, someone apparently drew me into Bluetooth. So, okay, so let's go from that again. Right? So those who put tobacco into a pipe. So the mug of rum, the stein mug of rum, is that you have a ketone pole. Is that like some sort of tasting and spitting out that... You know, you don't have to make any brach on that. But that's his suffix. But the Achronim Hechlitiv of Pshita, Shein Levarach Al Ishan, and Tabak Hazeh, right? Everybody seems to agree that there's no bracha, certainly no eating bracha on tobacco, right? You're not ingesting it. The question is, what about a bracha like a besamim bracha, right? So you have some fragrant tobaccos, and he says, so the Aruch HaShulchan says that the tobacco doesn't smell good. If it has a smell, it's not because of the tobacco, it's because they added some other smell in there. And it really has a bad smell, that this is just sort of masking or removing the bad smell. And therefore, the smell is not there, so it should smell better. It's there so the tobacco doesn't smell so bad. And as we'll see in the smelling brachas, right, you put besamim by a bathroom, it's not there for the good smell, it's just to remove the bad smell. Okay, now let's go to Yud Ches, V'yaz Afilu, So there you can obviously have as much as you want. V'alkena lo'as atinok, kibin shena bolea, afilo harbin ein tzarach bracha. Right, so if you are chewing for a tinok, right, a lot of mothers will chew the food a little bit, so it's a little softer for the kid, baby, right? But since the mother's not swallowing the food, so it doesn't make a difference how much she does, there's no bracha required. But the Ramah concludes, Safik bracha is the halakha on this tasting thing. And he says, Haino afilim hu bolei leivach. And therefore, if you swallow a little bit for tasting, no bracha is needed. Kivin shein kavanos lachil, you don't plan on eating it. Uchasvar harishon, like the first opinion. Now, like I said, this is where it gets a little tricky. You want to clean off the spoon that has some, you know, food that you like on it. So you want to lick it off, but are you licking it off? Are you, right? So he goes into the sink or the dishwasher clean, right? Are you licking it off because you don't want just to have it clean and you're not having any hana? Right? It gets a little tricky, some of these cases, as to when you don't have kavana for achila. Right? The pure case...
I don't understand. You're telling me you can come up with a case where you're licking the spoon and you don't have to make a bracha?
Yeah, if you're doing it just to clean it to put in the dishwasher.
Okay.
Okay, but again, if it's a food that you like and you're getting hana from it, it's hard to say that you're not just trying to take an extra, you know, spoonful of this stuff.
Okay. Right. So if you're mixing a brownie mix and now you have a spoon with a brownie mix and you lick it, you're saying there's no need to say a bracha?
Well, no. It's only if you have no intention, if you have no intention of really eating it, you're just doing it strictly to clean the spoon, right? And you don't want to stick it under water or whatever. And that's why,
well,
again,
that's what you have a spoon that you mixed up your brownie mix.
Right, but if you have a particular taiva to have that brownie mix, let's say you went ahead and you took your finger and you licked a little bit from the brownie mix, right? It's hard, right? And that would require a bracha, because that you're doing strictly to eat it, not for tasting purposes, right? See if it needs more salt or sugar or whatever. The mix is the mix, right? So certainly licking the spoon would be the same problem, right? So that's why, so certain things that taste good is a little more tricky to say that you're doing it only for cleaning the spoon. But let's say, you know, you have, you know, some hummus left on a spoon, right? And that stuff can get caked up in a dishwasher or whatever. So, and you normally do not eat hummus plain, right? So that may not be a problem unless you really are getting some benefit from it. And so, but we'll see. Right, he says, "V'nei Magarim Cholag Al Shulchan Aruch Ramah." The Magarim argues related to Boleil Kuliyam Achayv Barach. The Magarim says that if you swallow, you have to make a bracha. Avakamachan Mechlitu Im Pasuk Ramah, but many agree with the Suffolk bracha as a ruling of the Ramah. The Suffolk bracha Leivarach Lechatchila Tov Lizar Rotsu Livloa Shiskav Lahanos Mena Bataras Achila Yivarach Alav. So therefore, he says, when you find yourself in this situation, right, where you're not sure, am I eating it, am I getting really hana from it? Also, even though there may be another purpose, it is, and you're going to swallow the food, it is best to have hana, or to have kavana that you're eating it as well. You're doing it with the intention of eating it, not just to clean the spoon, or not just to taste it, see if it has the right flavors. Right, so like I said, it can get a little tricky, but if it's a food that you really like, right, and you would, you know, lick the batter or lick the bowl anyway, right? So it's hard to say that you're doing it just to clean the spoon, right? If you didn't like the food, let's say you don't like mabuchka, whatever it's called, right? Not your favorite food, or baba ganoush, you just don't like it. So if you're licking the spoon, that's almost like mesiras nefesh, because you don't like it. So definitely you're doing it just to clean the spoon, but. In that case, highly unlikely you're going to be the one to lick that spoon. So.
And does it have to be less than revius?
Yeah. Yeah, for any time, the swallowing cases always have to be less than a revius. But again, licking a spoon, you're, again, unless it's heavy duty on the spoon, right? It's, you know, if it's just really, you've already, you know, rubbed out, you rub back into the bowl as much as you could, all you have left is, you know, a thin coating on the spoon, so you're usually not going to have a revius issue. Okay, let's go to the Baralach here. So he says, Ad Revius, I am Mishmash Kasam Shem Lagan Abram. Tafil Lito Mehar Bekeder Shar, even to taste from many pots is mutter. Right, he says it's hard to say that that he means right that feel that the kabanos mikulam k'derevius, that all of them have to be revius. Im kemei rebusa, right, that each one gets its own, it gets its own revius. So what's the chiddush, right? You know, you're allowed to taste it. And if that's the case also, when he says that you're eating a little bit, right, for eating purposes, so then obviously that's regular eating. So then it's irrelevant that it's for multiple pots if you're doing it to taste it for you know, because you want to taste the food, you like the food, right? So that's, right, can't be what you're talking about. It's keeping the ben kum lohayal k'der revius. Since it wasn't revius at all, if you really wanted to eat something, so then even one pot. So therefore, it must be that you're entitled to a revius in each pot. The alkal achrim tima mikri, for every pot that you're tasting, right, that was cooked separately, mikri, it's considered tima. Leidim sricham melafatavlin lechayra devar leidim shayachan shteya deos. Right, you can even do it at one time, meaning without a break, so you ended up eating more than a revius. That you can't do it, you have to have a break between them. Okay. You have to have it in one shot. You do this related to Hasugya Koy Af Le Bracha. Talking about the Bracha also. Even if you have all those reviuses, right, or less than reviuses at one shot, it's also mutter if you're tasting different pots. That if you are planning on eating a little bit, you can't do that, I mean, multiple times, obviously, that's regular eating. What is he telling me that you can't do it multiple times? I can't even do it one time. That a bracha, k'moshkos mikom sif katan vav, dekha tayi b'kabonos alev, v'gam kos b'sov tzvar shnia nirli dekher, k'moshkos safti v'ukai al-svar azu, k'moshkos v'yad afram g'yim b'gbar. Right, even if your kavan is for eating, maybe since you're doing it tasty and it's only a small amount, so he does say that if there's a question about you doing it for tasting to see if it needs salt versus tasting because you want to taste it, so then maybe one time is okay, right? You know, we have the combined kavana, but certainly if you eat a lot, right, for tasting and for achila, right, that's a that's going to be a problem, right? Now, to'ameha on Shabbos, right, on Erev Shabbos, those who taste the foods, right, that requires a bracha. People aren't tasting them, right, you know, strictly for taste purposes, even needs more salt. It may be a secondary mean, but nowadays Tomei means, you know, I need to have my chalant on Friday afternoon, right? And that's real achila. So that would require it, even though we call it Tomei. Okay, we'll stop here. The question is, what time tomorrow? Is there a possibility of doing it earlier than later? Anyone have issues with the morning at some point?
I have meetings till 11 or so.
Okay. Let's say we call it for 11:30.
11:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll probably do that, but I'll probably forget.
Okay, we'll remind you 10 times. Okay, Jimmy, 11:30, that work?
As of now, it should be fine.
Okay, Dovi, 11:30?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. 11:30 it is. I will send that a reminder now, and I'll send a reminder tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good night.